Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She asked to be called Katie. That is her name today. And she wants to know if she's the jerk for buying her niece girl clothes.
Cool, Katie. Let's hear what you got.
She said, am I the jerk for buying my niece girl clothes? She's 2 years old and her parents always dress her like a boy. They're very open-minded and gave their kids gender-neutral names and let them wear what they like, which is super heroes and Pokemons and dinosaurs. All of her clothes are from the boys' department and they don't style her hair. I have girls too, and my girls love Frozen and unicorns. It all depends what kids are exposed to. Normally, I would mind my own business, but I've seen my daughter incorrectly call a boy with long hair a girl and vice versa the playground, and the kids get so offended. I don't want my niece to have to defend herself. Wouldn't it be easier to default to girl styles, quote unquote, now and adjust to her identity if it changes when she's older?
What?
Anyway, her birthday's coming up, and I have my eye on some cute pink and purple dinosaur outfits for her. Purple heart. Am I the jerk for buying my niece girl clothes? Katie.
Wait a second.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Okay, hold on. I gotta take 2 seconds to just like laugh at it because she's bugging. She's bugging in my opinion. At the same time though, I get where she's coming from. She's like, oh, I got girls, you know what it is. Kids don't know what's going on. This is all adults putting child in positions on these kids. What's really happening is she's going, I wanna see her in these cute little outfits. I wanna buy her the stuff. My girls dress like girls. I want her to dress like a girl.
I want her to be a girl because
then they could be girls and girly together, right?
Right, and, right.
Wrong.
I think she is a jerk for going out of her way to buy the girl clothes when they've just asked for it to be gender neutral or keep it that way. For me, it's like, what's the problem? And I've seen this with my own kids where, you know, if they're not, it's like boys aren't allowed to wear nail polish. Guess what? Owen loves wearing nail polish.
Do whatever you want.
And he doesn't care what people think. And I love that about him. He's like, I like wearing it. It's cool. And yeah. I know he's, you know, going to be a confident person one day and he's not going to care about these gender roles. So right. I look at that and I go, if they're exposed to other stuff, let them like what they like and stop pushing one or the other.
and as far as for the parents, you can't force the parent to do anything either. Are you the jerk for buying them girl clothes? I do have to say no, right? Mm-hmm. Because you can't force it. You can't force them to wear it. You can't force them to put it on them. You can't force any of it but just gifting it to them. They can even return it. You'll never know. You can only buy it and gift it. You can't put it on their body physically. So right. if we're talking about the gist in a nutshell, I'm going with not the jerk. What the jerk behavior is feeling, oh, well, they gave them, you know, really progressive. Like, it sounds like a weird way to say they're really progressive parents, but I don't like it. I'm still going to buy them girl clothes.
You sound behind the times. Yes, I agree. You sound like you don't want to. Yeah, you're not pushing a certain.
You're saying I'm proud of them, but not me. I'm still buying them pink and purple and good. for you. But I love the fact that it's still at least dinosaurs because that's what they like. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to be the person to decide what that child wears. At some point, not even the parent is going to be the person to decide what that child wears. And honestly, maybe now the parents don't even decide what they wear.
Well,
they
and I'm sound an adult, like them. And I've called people the wrong gender and been horrified and had to go, oh, I shouldn't have said he or she when I was like, just wasn't paying attention. You know
what
I mean?
I put my foot in my mouth plenty with that. Yeah.
I've done it. It was a boy and he had just had long hair, but he, you know, identified as a boy. And I was like, and I didn't realize I felt so stupid.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was an honest accident and I moved on, you know?
You feel bad, but we're adults. Kids have no clue, right? Mm-hmm. And it's the adults that put these, no, but I'm a boy in your mind.
He's got to do boy stuff and she's got to do girl stuff.
He's got long hair. He's got to be a girl. No, that don't matter.
You know what? Somebody texted in. How about you buy what the kid would want, not what you want?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's going to change in 2 weeks anyway, and they're never going to want to wear that, or their kids. They're never going to fit it in about a week.
Dude, that's actually true. Who cares what you buy them anyway?
I think what really, if anything, makes her the jerk is how she's speaking on it. How she's speaking on the parents.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And because she is weirdly being judgmental of their choices and by doing the same, you know, going back with, but hold on.
She doesn't get to do that, right? She's saying, but it's, you know, it's like family though, right? I can do what I want, right?
It reminds me of when, like, you have a mother-in-law or a parent-in-law who's older and they're like, no.
No.
Just do it this way because that's the way it should be.
And that's the way we've always done it.
We've always done it, so they got to wear girl clothes. And that's just the way the world is and society is. And I'm so worried about them getting made fun of, so now I'm projecting my own fears and insecurities on the kids.
You can say that again.
There it was.
That's where I'm going with it.
Well, I can't wait to hear the calls and the texts next. Is Katie a jerk for buying her niece girl clothes? That's the question. We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ah, boy, are the texts on fire this morning, DZ. Let me tell you. They said, oh, she's only a jerk if she's saying pink and purple are female-only colors.
Fair. She kind of is.
Somebody said, not a jerk. If truly gender neutral, then they should be dressing in both boy and girl. Well,
no,
I guess. But gender neutral is neither.
I'd say it's earth tones, grays.
Yeah, yellows. Browns, yellows. And whites.
Whites.
And
thank you. Black.
How black works.
Black is the most neutral color of all, baby. My favorite.
Anything but the pinks and the blues, right? Let's go to the phones. Rico's in Milwaukee. Rico, good morning.
Good morning, folks.
Good morning. One of this.
So excited to talk to you guys because Katie wants to know if she's a jerk for buying her niece girl clothes. If you missed it, the parents, she's 2 years old, and the parents always dress her like a boy, she says, but they're very open-minded and gave them gender-neutral names, let them wear what they like, etc.
Is it really like a boy? I'm even imagining it's not even that crazy and she's going OC. I don't know, but Rico...
Or she's just mad it's not pink.
She's salty. Yeah, she's sounding petitious to me, but hey, I don't know.
Rico? What do you think, Rico?
I really think she's a jerk for it. You should have just went with what the parents want. Yeah. You know, if the kid's dressing like that, maybe that's something that they like, and let them do it.
We're not trying to put her in a unicorn costume.
That's really just going to knock everything out of whack. I mean, you know, in reality, you know, my kid, here's an example. My kid had long hair, my boy.
Yeah.
He had long hair. Everybody started calling him a girl all the time, and I got tired of it, so I cut his hair. You know, but he always liked to wear like different types of clothes and stuff, and I tried to get him to wear different clothes, you know, but kids want to do whatever they want to do.
Every time.
And just let the kid be him or her, you know, and that's it.
Right.
And then we do our own things like you cut the hair because you were worried about the kid, right? And versus
yeah, exactly. I don't want the kid to be getting called a girl in school all the time. And he's my boy.
It's our worry, though.
It's our projection is my point, Rico.
Exactly. You see long hair, you're like, oh, so pretty.
Right. Right. Well, Rico,
they're fine.
Question,
you know?
Are you letting the hair grow back?
No.
No, he said no. Well, if they like the cut, that's one thing. If they do like the cut.
Yeah, he likes the cut. He likes to get his hair cut like daddy now.
Well, there you go. That's another.
Rico,
that's a whole other ball
game.
It looked
like garbage, and my son realized it, so we quit.
Fair. He said he saw the light. Now we go to the barber.
It had nothing to do with gender. It had to do with a bad hair haircut.
You guys are absolutely awesome. I love listening to you every morning.
Dog, love you back, brother, man. You a
thanks
fool.
For calling, Rico. You're
all great. Right, thank you so much.
Peace, all right, man. Bye. Yo, he's all on right. day two. He's trucking for a theme song. He's going to get it.
Let's go. Nancy's in Milwaukee. Nancy, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Nancy, you got the squad
Nancy
in the
and
car.
Everybody else.
Yeah, they're synchronizing.
Is Katie a
we
jerk?
We got the squad today again.
Is Katie a jerk for buying her niece girl clothes? That's what we need to know today, mm-hmm. Nancy.
Yeah, she's a jerk. I feel like if the niece had some kind of interest in wearing, you know, the Elsa dresses or the princess dresses, she would have some kind of princess dresses already.
That's true.
She should definitely stay with the gender neutral. They're super cute gender neutral clothes. It doesn't necessarily have to be the blues or the dark greens or, you know, they're super cute. Even dino stuff that is gender neutral. So she's definitely their jerk for wanting the whole super girly and not caring what the parents think.
And yeah, putting that on. Somebody texted in and said, my daughter is 3 and half of her clothes are from the boy section. 1, they fit better. 2, they have better sayings. And I love that girls' clothes are finally starting to have dinosaurs too. Like seriously, these are the things like I didn't have any of that stuff.
Oh, dinosaurs weren't for girls back in the day.
It wasn't. We couldn't do both.
Exactly. Exactly. It doesn't necessarily have to be the princess big poofy dresses if that's not what she's into right now.
Exactly.
Totally.
Come on, man. Listen, my friend, Ali, you know who I'm talking about. Angelo. Our boy at Target, Angelo.
Angelo, that's my boy. Nancy, that's my boy now.
So say, Nancy, you know who we're talking about.
He's got wonder how many people have gone up to him.
And said, hey, DZ's friend, Angelo at the Brookfield Target. I did it again.
But no, for real though, he's got a daughter. When I say she's got a mermaid fin next to some boxing gloves, next to a cowboy hat, next to a Spider-Man motorcycle, like she's got
if
everything.
Boys had that too. I would be fine if your boys had all the same setup. They should, so they can figure out what they like.
Listen, yeah. Sammy's got little girl toys, little boy toys, little girl bracelets. I don't care. I gave him one of the Swifty bracelets from the listening party. I knew he'd love it. I was like, hey, here we are.
Honestly, and the only ones that are deciding their girl and boy stuff are us.
Us, parents.
Who made it that this doll is a girl toy? Who?
Man.
The marketing world, and we all bought into it.
I think you, me, and Nancy are on the same page.
This is also why you walk through and, definitely. Well, certain stores, and they have 3 pink aisles in a row that are only meant for girls. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like, come on.
When you think you're progressive, yet we show each other we're behind on the times every time.
By things like that. Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. Well, Nancy says not the jerk.
Everybody else
said actually, she said jerk.
Yeah, sorry. She said jerk. Yeah,
jerk. My bad. She's a jerk. I'm sorry. I should not have misrepresented you.
We appreciate your call, Nancy.
Bye,
we'll talk
Nancy.
To y'all soon.
Bye.
Bye. Everybody else too. Bye.
Maya's in Milwaukee, last but not least. Good morning, Maya.
Hey, hey.
Good morning.
Are you going to make it a clean sweep and say that Katie's a jerk for buying her niece girl clothes?
Jerk.
Sweep. Who put that broom there?
Amen. Go on. Would you like to say why? Or do you?
No,
you
I was just... carrying that broom. Sweep.
She said I was scary. I love it. Oh, Maya, we're you're good. Perfect.
Sweep.
So all that's right. all I needed to say. I don't even need to explain. Y'all
fine
get it.
With us? Thank you.
He had, so the child is 2, from what I heard. 2 years old.
Right.
This child has, I worked with a lot of 2-year-olds. I worked in a little daycare system. 2-year-olds don't really know what they want. They just kind of play with whatever's there. They do whatever's there. They just wear whatever's there. Gender neutral clothing for a 2-year-old is perfect because around the age of 4 is when they start to like develop those like wants and needs and like desires for what they like which way they want to go
when they even realize it, right?
Yeah, when they're like, I want to wear this shirt today or this dress.
Yeah,
yep. Absolutely.
Gender neutral to me is like jeans and a t-shirt,
right?
Like from there you can do whatever you want, like totally. Whatever, like when you get to that point, she's like, I want to wear a skirt. Perfect. Wear that skirt.
Do what
I
you want
to wear jeans. Perfect. Wear your jeans. Like, there's no difference. Well, like, no.
Maya.
Everything.
Maya, you know what? Now I'm triggered because I'm thinking about all the times as women we've been told to wear skirts and dresses, and we don't want to. We don't want to.
I stopped wearing dresses at the age of, like, 7.
I started them occasionally. See? The fact that we were put in these uncomfortable clothes as little girls, like, I think about all these things that were just a nightmare.
Meanwhile, the fellas are over here like, listen, I'd wear a little dress. That sounds breezy to me. You feel me? I don't know, man.
They probably would.
Why
like
she's a jerk? She made it out to be like, oh, they even named them something gender neutral. Like, she had a problem with it. Like,
she was annoyed.
Jordan, like, boy or girl name. Like, who cares? Yeah, like, that's their name.
Good point.
That was where the bias started to show in her message. I do agree with that. And that was probably what annoyed a lot of us that are clear on this. Yeah.
I was like, oh, she wears gender neutral clothes. Like, oh, she's wearing, like, green or, like, blue or, like, an occasional pink. Like, oh, just, like, gender neutral. Clothes.
She got a problem.
I can't believe they named her Taylor. I can't believe they named her Corey.
I can't believe they named the baby River.
Yeah. No, oh my God. Like, that was where it started for me. I was just like, even a gentle name.
Maya, you're making too much sense. It really started from there. Honestly. She's got too much bias. We got to cut her.
And you got to go, Maya, because you're too smart. Bye.
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 We'll talk to you later, fam.
I know you heard that and I heard that where we thought about how funny if you switched them that men would love the air up their legs and women, meanwhile, are like, can we not have to wear a dress at this? You know, and women, for the most part, have evolved where now we're like wearing pantsuits and we're women in business are rocking the pants and there's no question about it, you know. But
meanwhile, I'm over here trying to get pointed to the best kilt tailor.
You know what I mean?
So I can be breezy and beautiful out here.
We should switch it.
What's up? What's up? Can we make it the new norm? Boy, hey, let the boys hang. Let's breeze out, boys.
You guys are the ones that need air down there.
I'm saying, thank you.
Meanwhile, our thighs are hitting each other and we're annoyed. We're like, where are the pants?
You guys are the ones that complain about being cold. We're the ones that complain about being hot. Yet y'all get the breezy show-off clothes and we're the ones always covered up. Make it make sense.
So funny.
Make it make sense.
So funny. Nah, all right.
Only thing that makes sense. Jerk.
Clean sweep.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.